Greetings. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to the Seeing the Divine, Level 5, Session 3, May 12, 2020. So neat you can just repeat it. Even I can do that. Well, tonight we'll start with a meditation from Archangel Gabriel, and then a short review of the last session. That will be followed by a session with the Lords of Light, of course, Michael, Metatron, and Melchizedek, and an additional teaching session with Yeshua. Now, we do have an announcement about our Gridmaster service project. I think it's been very successful, and it's been really neat. But this Sunday will be our last session. For now, we'd like to suggest that we gather every quarter with the intention to transmit the fifth element of light stably, as well as the element of love. We would meet on the third Sunday of August and November, and then decide whether to continue in 2021. Again, we would also like your input on this suggestion, so either email us or post your comments on our Gridmasters group page. And we will have our first community call in 2 weeks at 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Tuesday, May 28th.
26th.
Like I said, May 26th. Yeah. Did you say that? Is that right? 26th?
Yep, that's it.
It says right there, 26th.
I know.
It's good. Thank you. Come prepared to ask any questions about the teaching sessions. And Yeshua has told us he will be present to help out. Now, let's get started on tonight's session. Please take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel for our centering meditation.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel, the Archangel of Light. I am with you this evening, as are all of the archangelic community, to be part of this auspicious gathering. So if you would take a deep breath now, and begin to relax, letting go of the thoughts and events of today, and be present in the very present moment. Be in your light body and recognize that you are wearing a beautiful light garment emblazoned with the sacred name of Source, the Yod Hey Vav Hey. It is a beautiful, luminous, light garment. Also notice within your energetic body that those beautiful letters are imprinted in your spinal column, in your central column of your body. They are a luminous golden hue. You are marked for eternity, beloveds, as a Christed being. Feel this new issue of you in your body and in all of your bodies. Now, one by one, file into the crucible. There are many waiting for you. The Elohim, the Lords of Light, the Archangelic, the Ascended Masters, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, there is an Andromeda energy that is also present. Take your seat. Feel how comfortable this space is for you. Feel your sacred heart open wide in great love for all members of this community, of this crucible. Feel the love that is being given to you. And return it in full. Now, take a deep breath. Be very present in this moment. And let us begin.
As always, Archangel Gabriel, we appreciate the way that you help us to get started and to get into the right position and frame of reference, and of course into the crucible with the rest of our friends. And for that, we are very appreciative. Now, after the serenity meditation last week, the Lords of Light came to be with us to broadcast high frequencies of light through holograms that will be utilized throughout the coming time of our year. They said that these three successive teachings will alter our ascension path in ways we could not have imagined. Our ascension path changed dramatically since we decided to wake up and remove some of the anomalies that plagued us and kept us in the density of third dimension. The sacred names and light codes that we received was a game changer. Our teachers of light talked to us about our over-self, our over-soul, and our Christed over-soul. They told us that they energetically helped us position our over-soul into our body, where it was drawn in through our crown, and over-soul consciousness stayed in our crown, which was open and receptive. They said that our oversoul also descended into our sacred heart and further impacted our heart chakra, where we began to have respect for ourselves. We couldn't quite get to love, but that was forthcoming shortly. And of course, it did. You may still have difficulty saying, I love myself, but we do have gratitude for what Source created in us. Honor and gratitude provide a reflection of the divine similitude of Source, which began to take hold in our heart and in our minds. A beautiful magenta flame in our sacred heart merged with a flame in our pineal. This merger altered our ability to process the complexity of a spiritual concept. The current teachings provide an opportunity for us to learn more about the Christ that oversoul and understand its fuller function as we progress. The triad said that we can see the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh imprinted in our central channel in our energy body. We feel our light garment that we have put on and begin to use the energetics efficiently and more effectively. Our body's dimension, frequency, has been altered. Now, they also told us that the configuration of the triad, not only of the triad of Metatron, Michael, and Melchizedek, of course, which is the Lord's light, but they are a power of source energy. They emanate from the source itself and from the seat of grace. As we evolve through the dimensional times and frequencies, certain light energies are dispersed by this triad. These light frequencies affect our electromagnetic fields of our body and affect the Earth's magnetic field. The triad spoke on how our Christ that oversoul is now coming into more of a complete alignment through the fire letter energetics of the sacred name of Source. It is no accident that certain fire letters were positioned in the center column of our body. Primarily, the Yod letter in the area of our brain, our pineal center, and the third eye affect the energetics and stir the usability of that center more efficiently and in full alignment with our true nature as a Christed being. Now, the triad asks us to be conscious as we walk around the earth. They ask us to notice how we transmit unity, peace, and harmony. Those who walk after us can then walk in a different environment of light. How special is that? The triad said that they are with us for the remainder of the year during the crucial, important, and transformational time. And that certainly made me feel better. Now, Yeshua came forth next to continue the teaching that he started long ago. He told us many of his teachings were destroyed. Some of them were compromised because of misunderstandings. Now, Yeshua began this session speaking about the Easter gathering that we had. He spoke about the importance of forgiveness as the key to the light codes of our ascension process. Yeshua discussed the Yod spectrum of forgiveness. He told us that the Yod spectrum is marked by the first letters of the divine name of Source. The Yod spectrum is a divine intervention and an alteration in the actual physical composition of matter. It alters the effect of time and space. Yeshua said that as we progress through the dimensional frequencies of light, we will notice that there are shifts in time sequences. At some point, we will not be hindered by time. We will always be in unity, always be in the present moment where we create beautiful things with the element of love. We will also use the other elements of fire, water, air, and earth energy, the big four. He said that the Yod spectrum is also a key code through forgiveness to enter the altered electromagnetic fields of our body and of matter itself. Yeshua said that first we must be willing to forgive. We do this through compassion and the love that we developed in appreciation for what Source has created in us. When we petition to be forgiven, the yod spectrum wipes away all energetic or mental emotional ties to our miscreations. This prevents replication that particular, you know, that can be particularly, you know, distorted. Yeshua asks us to take in the beautiful emanation of the yod spectrum of forgiveness and alter ourselves forever. He asks us to clearly see our blueprint. He again said that the key to the ascension code is the yod spectrum of forgiveness. And then he told us that we must always remember that and have the key to open the door to receive the light codes that are needed. Yeshua closed our session with an energetic meditation that led us to our inner sacred temple, where we opened our individual Christ blueprint and saw it like we have never seen it before. We were able to see the fire letters of Yod-He, Vav-He within and around the scroll. It was a radiant, beautiful Christ blueprint that fully depicts our individual expression in form. How beautiful. Now, Yeshua encouraged us to go to our sacred temple and view our blueprint often, lest we forget. He said that this alone will set our feet directly on our path to ascension. There are no errors. There are no mistakes. This beautiful blueprint is very accurate. Now, at that point in time, our session was completed with Yeshua, and he led us in a prayer of forgiveness to complete the evening. So, now, let's take a deep breath, relax, and assist Joan in bringing through our teachers and guests for this evening.
Greetings. It is the triad configuration of the Lords of Light, represented by Michael, Metatron, and Melchizedek. It is I, Melchizedek. I step to the forefront of this beautiful triad to deliver a specific message and teaching around these light codes that you have been receiving. As you know, I am a Lord of Light, and I am a receiver and transmitter of the pure, living, undifferentiated light of Source, as it is transmitted through the Lords of Light into the realms of form, into the realms of a creative opening for a transformation to occur. I have no beginning. I have no end. I am an eternal power of Source. Now that said, I would like to have a discussion with you about the value of the light codes that you have been receiving. What has occurred in two short sessions is amazing. What has occurred in each one of you individually as well as collectively. It activated a memory code that you have tried to access for a long time as to your divinity and your similitude to the source and light of your being. It altered your perspective on how you navigate the earthly realm and change dramatically your ability to create more precisely, accurately, and in full alignment of your divine blueprint as a Christed being. Now, you have also recognized that there is such a thing as another collective consciousness of the order of Melchizedek. And you know that an invitation must be issued by these beautiful lords in order to become a member. With this activation of the divine names and also your light garment, you remember that you are a member of the order of Melchizedek, a very auspicious order of teachers of light. And you can remember fully how that feels in your body. Even when you navigate without a body, you have full recognition that you are divine and that you are a member of this beautiful collective consciousness. As you also know, there are many collective consciousness within the realms of Source. There is a collective consciousness that you have co-created under the umbrella of the teaching of Sitting in the Divine Image. In the crucible, when you gather in this beautiful light crucible, you are a power to be reckoned with. Now, with these new light codes emblazoned in your spiritual body, in your energy body, and in your light garment, it removes you from the overwhelming influence of the fallen hierarchies that dominate the third dimensional sequence of time in 12 different sequences. This is important for you to remember. I am telling you this to awaken that memory within you, that with these imprints, these markings, these energetics, they can no longer interfere with your Christed journey, with your Christed creations. You are in full sovereignty of your body. Your body composition and matter has been altered substantially with the addition of the energetics of the primary sacred name of the source of your being. Some of you have come to this awareness, but I speak it now clearly, so it is carried down the sound waves and impacts you at another level through the carriers of sound. You were given another light code of the magenta color code, which adds to and amplifies this consciousness that you now hold. Those magenta color codes will be the primary color that you navigate in. They have power just as sound, the sound of the sacred name, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. You are a powerful being of light with all these additions, which will be continually upgraded this year through the teachings that we present to you, both conceptually and energetically. You have worked very hard, beloveds, to arrive at this beautiful time of ascension. Your ascension path is assured, and it is direct. It is nothing like the path that you had when you first entered this body. When you entered your physical form, at the moment that you entered that body, when it was still in the womb of your mother, you left that light garment in the realms from which you came, and you left all of the memory of how beautiful, what an auspicious Christed being you were. You had to navigate through that third dimension under the influence of those fallen hierarchies. But you had something that many did not have when you entered this life. You had purpose. You had intention. And you came into that body willingly as a gift to the world. So this changed the trajectory of your path and your ascension, that in itself. And as you worked, removing the anomalies, the distortions, using the rays of creation, accepting the guidance of we light teachers, that trajectory was continually changed. So we are very pleased, beloveds. We are excited for you. We recognize you as a member of the Order of Melchizedek. With that, beloveds, I will step aside and welcome Yeshua. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I am delighted to have this opportunity to continue the teachings that I had begun eons ago. Teachings. Many of these teachings were destroyed. And some of them were misunderstood and written in ways that were distorted by those who were influenced by the hierarchies within that fallen sequence of third dimension. They are very powerful beings, more so than many of you consider. But all of that has changed with the reception and the putting on of the first phase of the light garment and the reception of the divine names of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. The garment was marked and your spiritual body was marked. It became very luminous. It has the power to subdue the limitational effects of those fallen hierarchies. It has altered your ability to know your divine image. You become sovereign in your body, in all of your bodies. And as you walk in these refined light frequencies, you are not able to be influenced to create with distortions. They have, these fallen ones have no effect on you. They have no way in which to throw you off course, because they are limited by that light garment that you wear and by the sacred letters that are emblazoned on your spiritual body and your energetic body, as well as on your light garment. They cannot tamper with your sovereignty or your divine expression. Those markings tell those fallen ones that you belong to the source of all that is. And they give you a wide berth in which to operate in this life. When I received my light garment, it was a necessary event so that I could not only go through the crucifixion process, but resurrect all three levels of my light body and have the ability. I had all three iterations of my light garment intact. In those 3 days that I spent in the tomb, I descended into those denser realms. All 12 iterations of third dimensional sequences were affected. I provided a barrier against those hierarchies that govern those 12 fallen iterations from going outside of those 12 iterations and obstructing the light that I had brought to resurrect a Christed planet and resurrect a Christed human form. This was a huge undertaking that I was successful in orchestrating. This is why I came. I was fortunate when I came into the body of Yeshua, when it was in my mother Mary's womb, that I did not forget completely who I was as the Son of all that is. I did, however, have to leave all three iterations of my light garment in the realm from which I came. I did have to leave within that last level iterations of my power and sovereignty that were given to me in the last days, given back to me so that I could accomplish my mission. There was something else that I had and that I recovered before the crucifixion that helped me tremendously as I descended into the bowels of those hierarchies, those negative ones, those fallen powers. And that was a very special light code. It was of the language of light of the Elohim. And when uttered, it had a beautiful light vibration that awakened the sleeping vibration of the physical body to that energetic of the language of light of the Christ that sits within that light code. It provides the words to overcome the powers of the fallen world. It has never been translated from its original sound intonement that was brought into the ancient writings of the Greeks eons ago and adopted by other religious sects such as the Hebrew. And I give that light code, that sound code, to you now, for it is needed. It belongs to you, has always belonged to you. But now I awaken your ability to use it, and I awaken your memory of this beautiful light code. The light code is Zama, Zama, Rakama, Ozai, and it is to be uttered three times. Zama, Zama, Ozai, Rakama, Ozai. Zama, Zama, Oza, Rakama, Ozai. Zama, Zama, Ozai, Rakama, Ozai. In all of those ancient transcriptions, it was left intact as it is to be uttered and never translated into a language. The language is the language of the Elohim. So now, beloveds, take a deep breath and receive what I am offering. Even though this teaching is short, it contains transforming energetic powers, as we reviewed the triads of Michael, Metatron and Melchizedek and myself as we transmitted what has taken place, what has been given in the last two sessions, and added some new energetic configurations. Bringing these three sessions to their full expression and utilization. Another deep breath as you receive in full what we have given in great love for you as a beautiful Christed emanation. So now, as we all gather in this beautiful crucible, let us fully put on that first light garment. Remembering how you have worn it for a long time. You have worn it in many lifetimes. You have worn it as you ascended into the realms of Source in certain iterations. And you wear it now. And not only do you see and recognize those divine letters of Yod, He, Vav, He, but they have a whole new meaning to you. You recognize that you are the image and similitude of the source of your being, and you accept that fully and completely in great joy. This awakens a love for yourself that you have not ever felt, and you recognize the beauty of you that we have been telling you we see. You recognize yourself as a son of God. Not having any gender, but a member of the energy of Source that has no limit in its expression. You are a Christed son. If that is difficult for you, you can say daughter. But recognize there is no gender in this source energy. Your heart is full. And your soul is merged with your spirit completely, and the quiet voice that you hear now comes from your soul spirit, the Christed Son of the Divine. Notice the shifts within you that are taking place at this moment. Each day, for the next month, open your crown as wide as you can and see the light code of Zama Zama descending into your body. And in humility and love, chant or say, Zama, Zama, Oza, Rakama, Ozai, three times daily. This code alters you on so many levels. It opens that seventh ray of creation for you to make your ascension completely and wholly back into the realms of Source from which you came. sit in this space until you feel complete. We close our session, beloveds. We are with you always. Blessings.